Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just a couple coaches talking, man.
Talking ball.
Honored to be in your presence.
You should be. You
Hoping
should
to soak
be.
Up more ball knowledge.
I just want to, and I'm sure Coach Lance Reisland is still listening.
Yeah.
Of the people in this room right now, coaches, Danny's an actual, like, they give him money for it to coach football.
They do get money
at
to coach
the high
football.
School level, right?
Yes.
And then we went head to head coaching, Ken. And you did not win that game.
I wasn't the head coach.
That was in the shoe. I wasn't the head coach either.
I wasn't the head coach.
I called the offense and you called the defense,
I did not
buddy.
Call
and
the
offense beat your defense.
I'm the defensive line coach of that team.
Yeah. And I ran all over you.
Ken called me yesterday to talk about his season opening matchup that he's got.
I'm taking control of the wheel right
you
now.
You passed over me.
Power ranking the coaches on the show right now.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
One, I'm two, you're 12.
That's ridiculous. I'm not going to power rank. I got more respect for you two. I ain't going to do that.
And I know you coach too, Ken.
Boom. Boom.
Talking ball. He's a football guy.
Just a couple coaches. Football guys talking, man. I mean, that's really what this is. We got three guys in here, and then you got coach on the phone. That's four football guys just chopping it up in June. Talking in June. Just talking ball, man.
You know when the best time for coaches to talk football is? June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure as hell ain't playing it.
Nope. I mean, that's when you get your ideas going, go to other camps, see what's going on. I start my day the same way Nick Saban does, man. Cup of coffee, two oatmeal cream pies.
Just thinking about ball.
Thinking about ball. I mean, they hit a lot of worse stuff after that. Nick Saban does, but you get what I'm saying.
Think he watches C-SPAN?
No. No.
I know you coach too, Ken.
He probably takes it a little easier now.
A little bit, yeah.
You would think he would.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, just some ball knowers. Just talking ball, man. That's the way it goes. You know where you ain't getting that? 2-7 with Peterlin. You ain't saying that to him.
Yeah, how many football
Lance
coaches
Reisland
on that
ain't
show?
Saying that. There ain't none.
How There's many on that show?
Zero. That many. Zero football coaches on that show. We got three, four football coaches on this show at one point.
Good thing Lyman's gone today.
That's some football right there, boy. That's some football. We should just call this the football guys for today and tomorrow. That's what we should do. Just bring on old coaches. Forget anything. He'll take me seriously, so I'll start like getting rid of the guests that he had for tomorrow. Mitchell. I'm like, you know what? Let's bring on Chuck Kyle. Let's just bring on the football coaches. Man, every segment, just have a different football coach on. Just talk ball. I mean, Jim Truss, I bet he'd come on the show.
Why
Short
not?
Short notice. Sure. I think he'd do
He's
that.
He's got nothing going on, right?
Yeah, get him on. I can get Pete Thompson like that. Streetsboro, hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Zach Slate's down at Minerva. Let's do it, brother. Let's talk ball. Hell yeah. I was so relieved by what Coach Lance said.
That he knows you coach ball,
well,
too?
Well, I mean, I coach fifth graders, for crying out loud. And I'm not the head coach. No. No, I don't want that responsibility. This is because it irked me to hear this from a former head coach and a good head coach and a guy who I have a lot of respect for as a head coach in Herm Edwards when he said this last week. Herm Edwards.
Don't have that one.
Oh, I thought we had that one. Well, you know, that's kind of, we're so busy talking ball. We couldn't
I was
get
busy making fun of you. I don't know where we're at here.
We'll find it. It was refreshing to hear Lance Reisland say what he was saying about, you got to go out and you got to win football games. Because I think that, I really tell you, I think that our goals with the Browns are different from the actual team's goal. I'm not even talking about the team. I'm talking about the organization in general. Okay, here's Herm Edwards and what he said.
At the end of the day, I think you got to start the rookie. I just do. You drafted two of them because you drafted four. I mean, you drafted two rookie quarterbacks. You can't say, well, hey, man, I'm going to put you on the shelf. What are you putting them on? Unless you're going to trade one of them. To me, it's like, okay, we drafted two of them. Then somebody got to play. You were 3-14. So you got to make a decision. If you start a rookie quarterback, the fans are going to say, we're okay with that. We can live with that. midway through the season, is he a better player? Is the team better because he's the quarterback? That's going to be the critical part. You drafted two rookie quarterbacks, not one. You drafted two of them.
I think that's nuts.
I do too.
I think if you want to just keep the fans happy, yeah, go ahead and do that. But I don't think the fans are going to be happy. I think that you're going to be, no matter what, if the quarterbacks aren't good, you're just going to be accused of putting them in a bad spot.
Well, and you can talk about drafting two rookie quarterbacks. How about we talk about where they were drafted? It's not as if this is a Washington situation where they drafted two rookie quarterbacks where one of them was, the number two overall pick and Robert Griffin the third and Kirk Cousins was in the fourth round. Dylan Gabriel, third round pick. Shador Sanders.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fifth round pick. We're not talking about drafting a number one overall guy. Like if the Browns would have stuck at number two and picked Shador Sanders there, which I don't think was ever a real possibility, but certainly was talked about. If they would have done that, then yes, start Shador Sanders because he's the number two overall pick. And that is the fair expectation for a guy in that spot. We're talking about a guy that was drafted in the third round and a guy that was drafted in the fifth round.
Yeah.
It just because you drafted two of them doesn't mean that they should start. If you drafted one of them high, it's a different story. They're mid-round draft picks.
Well, and I think that this is where, and I kind of want to know. I do think there's some people, like we got a caller earlier who was pretty up on the Browns saying that they could win 7-9 games. I want to know from people, are you more interested, personally for you, are you more interested in trying to win games or seeing what the quarterbacks look like? Because I think that we're at a bare bones disconnect. I mean, I got a football coach and Lance Reisland who's that's good stuff. And what he's saying is true because you start the season, you try to win, you keep your veterans in it. And then hopefully you're in a better position where your offense runs as fluently as it possibly can to where you get to a point where, yeah, you know what? You're not going to be an explosive offense and you're going to lose some games against some explosive offenses. You're hoping that those offenses that you're playing against are going to put themselves in a bad position to go out and lose a game because it's easy to lose a game as we've seen. There's some teams that, yeah, they're just that damn good and they're that well ran that they go out and they take a lot of games. That's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of other teams, it's what can you do to not lose that game? And if you can minimize your mistakes, I'm telling you, you will win more games than what Vegas thinks you're going to win. It's not a hard concept, and it sounds so easy because it is such an easy concept. You eliminate turnovers, you eliminate mistakes as best you can, you get the bare-bones football, and you can let a lot of other teams, because you're not that much worse than a lot of other teams because it's the NFL, you let the other team beat themselves. You let them commit bad penalties. You let them commit pre-snap penalties that put them at first and 15. You let them go ahead and turn the ball over, and you take advantage of that. You take advantage of short fields and come out with three instead of going for the gusto because you don't have a surefire explosive offense. And you see what you can do from that. Like, that's what they're going to do. And they're not going to win a ton of games. But they're not anywhere near where they were, where they weren't trying to even win in the last month of the season last year. So 3-14 can be a deceptive number, can be a deceptive record. But you start the season, and I think naturally, yeah, you'll get to Shador and you'll get to Dylan Gabriel, or Dylan Gabriel, then Shador, or whatever. You'll eventually get to that. But when you start the season in reverse, the fans, yeah, they'll believe in it because they want to see, they want the Christmas present. They want to see what the rookies have. But then you will lose your veterans, and then you definitely ain't winning nothing. And when you lose the locker room, and those veterans start to talk, and they start to talk to the ownership that loves to talk to their veterans, okay, that's where the best laid plans end up with you out the door. So you got to do what's right by the veterans. We got to talk real world about this. So, I'm interested in the quarterbacks, too. I think they're a Christmas present. I want to see what they're, especially Shador. I want to see what he has at an NFL level, but you open up Christmas presents in the wintertime. You don't open them up in August and start to say, well, he gets ready for that. I'm telling you right now, and if I go ahead and I eat it, fine. It's great because we'll end up being a good football team. But no, there's no way on earth. I might try to open up my eyes to it, but I just don't think they're going to have the reps, the capacity within this offense And certainly not, they will not have the chance to gain the experience to be week one starters for this football team. The only way they do it is basically what you did when you had DeShone Kizer start, which is you trade for a guy and then cut him because you want the picks for next year. You don't really have that with Joe Flacco.
Nope.
And if Kenny Pickett, if there's a trade offer out there, fine. I'd be surprised if there were, even though Mike Florio says there possibly could be. He also said today is going to be a very interesting day in the NFL. I have no idea what that even means.
I think there might be some interesting stuff that comes out. What are you trying to say? I've seen something online from Pablo Torre that he might be talking about with the collusion stuff.
It's not that Dez Bryant video,
no,
is it?
Okay, no. I think there might be something that's worth exploring during the break that just came out. I think that could be what Florio's talking about.
Collusion?
Yes, like with contracts from Pablo Torre.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that.
That might be what this is about.
All right. Brian Geltziler, we're going to reschedule him. He had a conflict come up. We'll reschedule him 8:22 tomorrow morning. We'll ask him the same question, whether or not the Cavs should just stand pat now if they weren't able to consummate a trade for Kevin Durant. That coming up at 8:22 tomorrow morning. I want to get back to this when we come back. And are you more interested? You be honest with us. Are you more interested in trying to win games or seeing what the quarterbacks look like?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.